Princess Mirabel and the Flying Horse. Written by Julia Donaldson. Illustrated by Lydia Monks. Read by Sophie Thompson. The Flying Horse. "There," said the nurse with the blue belt, looking proudly at the hard white plaster on Ellen's right arm. "All ready for your friends to write their names on it." Ellen had fallen off her bike and broken her arm, and Mum had taken her to hospital. The arm wasn't hurting nearly as much as it had at first, and Ellen liked the idea of her friends writing their names on the plaster. "Can I go back to school tomorrow?" she asked, eagerly. "No," said the nurse. "The doctor wants you to stay in hospital tonight, just so as we can keep an eye on you. It's because you had concussion."
"What's that?"
"It's when you bang your head and forget things." It was true that Ellen's head had hit the pavement when she fell off her bike, and for a minute or so she hadn't been able to remember where she was or what had happened. "I'm always telling her to wear her cycle helmet," said Mum to the nurse. Ellen looked at the floor and felt guilty. "Sorry," she muttered, "but I feel fine now." "All the same, we need to keep you in to be on the safe side." The nurse turned to Mum and added, "I expect you'll be able to take her home tomorrow after the doctor's done his ward round." A porter appeared with a wheelchair.
"Sit in this, old lady," he said to Ellen. "And
you'll have to walk, young lady,"
to Mum. It seemed strange to Ellen that she should need a wheelchair when it was her arm and not her leg which she had broken, but she was too shy to say so. The porter wheeled her in and out of a lift and then along a corridor into a room with six beds in it.
"This is Jupiter Ward," he said. "You'll get 5-star treatment in here."
He parked the wheelchair at the reception desk. A nurse with a red belt welcomed Ellen and Mum.
"I'm Sister Jo," she told them.
She showed Ellen her bed, which had a curtain you could draw all round it. Then she fitted a plastic bracelet onto Ellen's left wrist. It had her name on it.
"You'll need to put these on too."
Sister Jo was holding out some hospital pyjamas.
"But how will I get the top on over the plaster?" Ellen asked.
"Don't worry, we think of everything," said Sister Jo.
When Mum helped Ellen put the pyjamas on, they found that the right sleeve had been cut off and the armhole widened so that the plaster could fit through it.
"I'd better go back home now," said Mum.
Ellen felt a bit scared.
"I don't want you to go," she said.
"You'll be fine. It's only for one night, and I'm sure you'll make friends with the other children." But looking around Jupiter Ward, Ellen could only see one other child, a boy who was asleep. 3 of the beds were empty, and the other one had its curtains drawn around it.
"Hardly anyone seems to be breaking any bones these days," said Sister Jo. "If it wasn't for you, Ellen, I might lose my job."
Ellen smiled and found she felt less scared. She hugged Mum goodbye with her left arm and made her promise to bring in a bunch of grapes and a library book the next day.
"Now, down to business," said Sister Jo when Mum had gone. "You need to choose what you want to eat tomorrow. Are you left-handed by any chance?"
"No," said Ellen, puzzled. "Do you do different meals for left-handed people then?"
Sister Jo laughed.
"No, but it might be a bit difficult for you to fill this in."
She showed Ellen a yellow card with some writing on it.
"It's got the different food choices for breakfast and lunch," she said.
Ellen chose cornflakes and orange juice for breakfast and chicken pie and fruit salad for lunch. Sister Jo ticked the boxes for her.
"I'm going off duty now," she said. "I'll be back tomorrow lunchtime, but you may be gone by then."
Ellen was sorry to see Sister Jo go. Another nurse took her temperature, and then a different one brought her some cocoa, and yet another one took her to the bathroom. It was bewildering having so many different people